Speaks to another channel today.
今天我要的转播道，
Channel Eight，我的八第八频道，它在第五频道。我的这个幻灯片呢，有双语，不过这个要幻灯双语，就好像我有点放错边了。
So the slides are in both languages.
不过我相信你们都很习惯双语的，所以请你们看我的这个幻灯片的时候，只看中文的；如果是你们是华语部的，就看华语的；那么英文的就看这个英文的。如果你是班语的，那你就这边也看不了。
So use both eyes to look if you know both languages. Use one eye to look if you
Excellent,
know one
excellent.
language.
You can open your eyes, look at both sides, but don't be confused. 我们昨天谈了这个，祝福是神的特别的托付。
So yesterday we talked about God's promise and the stewardship for us.
祝福是神的托付。
To receive God's blessing is also to be a steward for God.
要完成这个托付，我们要有信，像亚伯拉罕的信心。
To fulfill the stewardship, we need faith, faith like Abraham.
今天我们要谈另外一个主题，就是应许。
Today, we're going to talk about promise.
因为应许其实也跟我们脱脱离不了关系的。
Since stewardship go hand in hand.
这里神许亚伯拉罕说，他会祝福他。
Here, God promises Abraham that you will be a blessing.
但是祝福他有个目的，
But what's the purpose of being a blessing?
就是让他成别人的祝福。
Is to be blessed to be a blessing.
我必祝福给你，我必赐福给你，你也要叫别人得福。
I bless you so that you can be a blessing to others.
这个时候，亚伯拉罕还没有享受到那个祝福，因为这只是个应许。
At this point, Abraham had not yet received the blessing because it is still.
但是神已经提醒他了。
But God has reminded him.
当这个应许应验的时候呢，你要记得，这不是单单给你的。
That when this promise is fulfilled, Abraham is to remember that this blessing is not only for him.
也是要透过你给别人的。
But it is through Abraham that he will be a blessing to others.
讲到应许啊，我们基督徒在圣经里面看到很多的应许。
When we look at promises, we can find many wonderful promises in God's word.
比如说，我很喜欢这些《希伯来书》3:5，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
I really like this promise in Hebrews 13:5. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
也可能很喜欢你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
I also like Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
我们有没有想过，这些美好的应许其实主给我们的也是一种托付？
Have we thought about how these promises are not just for us, but we are to be a steward of these promises?
让我们得到了这个好处的时候，也跟他人分享。
That when we receive blessings from God, we are to bless others.
不过今天早上我要问的是一个比较关键的问题。
But this morning I want to ask you a very important question.
我们今天对神的应许有多少的信任度？
Today, how much do you trust God's promises?
基本上听说基督徒对神的应许呢有两种的态度。
In general, we can describe two types of Christians.
第一种态度呢，是我很多年前刚信主的时候听一个老牧师说的。
The first attitude I learned from a pastor when I first became a Christian.
他说啊，神的应许就好像一张支票。
He said that God's promises is like a check.
神签了名。
God has signed off the check.
你必定能够兑现的。
And you will be able to cash it out.
我听了之后非常兴奋呐、啊。
When I heard this, my heart was elated.
我说我发财。
And I said I will prosper.
能那么多的支票。
Because God gives us so many checks.
那么多神的这个应许。
And so many promises of God.
那是很积极的态度。
And I was excited.
第二种态度呢
？The second attitude of most.
你讲是那些新主领多年的基督徒。
Often happens or occurs in Christians who have been. Christians for years.
经过了一些人生的波折
，they have underwent some troubles in life.
对神可能开始怀了失望
，and they start to develop disappointment in God.
他们拿着那张支票，但是不晓得怎么兑现。
They hold this off. They hold to the check, but they do not know how to.
是他们对神的支票都充满了怀疑
，and they are filled with suspicion.
不晓得你是属于这群人吗？
Do you belong to this second category?
在2000年前，初期教会就有一些基督徒在逼迫底下，他们开始有这种怀疑。
2000 years ago, the early church had Christians who underwent persecution and were filled with skepticism and God's promise.
所以希伯来书的这个作者就写信鼓励他。
So Hebrews writes to encourage these people.
你们既蒙留下有进入那安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上。
Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it.
他们因为进入神永恒的安息，手上有这张支票。
They hold the check. They have promise of entering God's rest.
但是因为怀疑他，他不要把这个支票撕掉了。
But they are filled with skepticism to the point of carrying the check.
所以他们的牧者对他们说，千万不要把它撕掉。
So the pastor says, hold on and hang on.
要抱得稳住。
Keep holding on to this check.
我们今天到底是属于第一类呢，还是第二类？
What about you? Do you have the first attitude or the second attitude?
我们现在可以扪心自问，到底是属于第一类的态度呢，还是第二类的态度？
As we search our hearts, do we have the first attitude or the second attitude?
你现在不用先回答这个问题。
You don't have to answer me.
我来听听一个老人家的经历。
But we want to hear an experience of a wise man.
听完。
And after the sermon.
你在做决定要采取第一个态度呢，还是第二个态度？
Make your decision on whether you will hold to the first attitude or the second attitude.
这个老人家就是我们所说的做他的哑巴。
And this old man has been the one we've been talking about, Abraham.
经历了很多，不但信心的功课，也是应许的功课。
He has gone through a lot and he has learned the lesson of promise.
啊，如果站在我们前面的话
，If Abraham is standing in front of us today,
他会告诉
，He will say,
啊，追随神应许的经历是如何
？He will talk about his experiences of following God.
首先，他从神那边得到了一些应许。
First, he received promises from God.
但对他来说，对他最重要的应许呢，是这个应许。
To Abraham, this is the most important promise God has given him.
必使你成为大。
I will make you into a great nation.
原文是我必使你成为一个大的民族。
I will make you into a great multitude.
这个民族这个字呢，给他很多的想象空间。
Nation or multitude gives Abraham room for imagination.
因为民族表示说有很多很多的人。
Nation
什么叫做民族呢？对不对
？Nation represents many people. If not, why would they be called a nation?
非常兴奋。
He was very excited.
你就想，有很多很多的后代。
And so he thinks he will have many many descendants.
后来快到了这个迦南地的时候。
And when he entered the land of Canaan.
那么神就对他说。
God told him.
反映这个第七节。没改过这个第七节，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
In verse 7, God tells Abraham, "To your offspring, I will give this land."
真的，神已经谈到后裔的后代。
So God is talking about Abraham's offspring.
多到被他们可以成为一个民族。
Offspring so powerful they can form a nation.
所以，如果神的应许像一张纸条。
So if God's promise will compete to a tree,
对亚伯拉来说，这是一张很大的支票。
This was a very important check.
为什么呢
？Why is that so?
因为这个时候的亚伯拉什么都有，就是没有后代。
Because Abraham had everything but an offspring.
这个看到这张支票写后代，哇，他兴奋的不得了。
So when Abraham looks at this check and sees the promise of an offspring, he is extremely excited.
一章三十节说，他太太不能生育啊。
Sarah's wife could not give birth.
所以现在我最盼望的东西，神就已经给我了。
So now he looks forward to this the most, an offspring.
所以他拿着那张这个支票，很兴奋的离开了。
So Abraham excitedly holds up this check and left.
亚伯拉就遵照耶和华的吩咐去了。
He obeyed God and left.
他顺。
And he obeyed.
他凭信心。
He obeyed by faith.
相信神的应许。
Believing in God's promise,
他入那进入那未知
，and answered the unknown.
不过
，but
在这个顺服的行动当中看到一个问题
，so we begin to see a problem arising.
我相信这个问题你们常常看读到这个经文的看不到这个问题。
Often we read this passage, we may not see this as a problem.
什么问题呢?
What is this problem?
你听清这里说了。Listen.
So Abram went as the Lord has told him, and Lot went with him.
他是照耶和华的吩咐去了。So
Abram went as the Lord has told him.
但是罗德也和他就带着罗德去。But
Lot also went with him.
这是不是一个问题呢？Now, do you see a problem? If
you go back and look carefully at God's command, you will see the problem.
耶和华对他说,
God's command was to go from your country, your kindred, and your father's house. Your father's house includes your brothers and your siblings.
这个呼召,这个祝福是单单给你的。
This command and this blessing is for Abraham himself. So that's what we talked about yesterday, the exclusivity.
表示说不能派任何人,
that means that Abraham was to bring no one. Abraham brought Lot.
罗德是他哥哥的孩子,
Lot was his nephew.
可能你在主日学里面常听到，哎呀，因为他是孤儿嘛。
Maybe you think that Lot was an orphan.
就可怜他,
so he had pity on him and he wanted to take care of him. But we have neglected the truth.
这个时候的这个罗德不再是个美尼了。
That this time Lot was no longer a young child.
他已经有太太孩子了。
He had a wife, he had children.
他可以照顾自己了。
He was able to take care of himself.
为什么要带着罗德去呢?
So why did Abraham bring Lot to him?
叫人这个不明白。So
we do not understand why.
这要回到当时的这个文化还有法律。So
we have to understand the culture and the laws of that time.
然后再看创世纪十五章。And
we look at Genesis 15.
你就看出这个原因。We'll
be able to see and discern why it happened.
这个原因就是当亚伯拿着这张支票的时候。The
answer is that when Abraham carried this tree,
让他心中充满了喜。
He was filled with anticipation.
但是也难免有一个疑问啊。
He also had a question.
支票是在手了。
He had the check in his
hand. 后裔好像是很多可以成为一个民族。
And he knew that he would have many offspring enough to form a nation.
但是没有告诉他去哪里去兑现这张支票。
But God did not tell him where to cash his check.
去哪家银行去哪里?
Which bank is he supposed to go?
怎么样兑现这个应许呢?
How is he going to fulfill this
promise?
This was a very pragmatic concern. Because Abraham knew that his wife was not able to give birth.
哪来的后裔啊?
So where is this offspring coming from?
我的太太生一个都不行了，哪里能有那么多的后裔呢?
My wife can't even have one child. Where are we to have descendants?
他想来想去，到底神会用什么方法去应验这个应许？
So as Abraham pondered and thought, he was wondering where God is going, how God is going to fulfill this promise.
他想来想去都想不出来。And
Abraham was not able to comprehend.
他可能在想，哦，可。Perhaps
he thought.
可能用我们这个当地合法的一种做法。Perhaps
there will be a way that's culturally appropriate.
Legally appropriate.
也可能是当时的文化, and also in line with the culture of the time.
就是用收养方法,
that is through adoption.
一个你新人的收养成为你的后嗣,
to accept and adopt someone as your own descendant.
所以亚伯拉就开始想象,
so Abraham imagined and thought,
会不会是罗德?
That perhaps Lot was the offspring.
那个时候你可以收养, 家中的人，哎，或者家里以外的那些人。
So you were allowed to adopt people within your own family and also outside your family.
甚至可以收养家中的仆人。
You can even accept and adopt a slave.
那一起收养外面的，这个或者仆人，就不如自己的亲人吧。
Now perhaps he thought instead of adopting someone who was outside my family, why not adopt someone from my family?
因为他跟我有同样的血统嘛。
Because we are from the same lineage.
所以呢，他就带着罗德去了。
So he brought Lot with him.
他有心要栽培这个罗德。
He wanted to nurture.
做他的继承。
To be his descendant.
去教导他怎么做这种牧畜的生命。
He wanted to teach him the ways.
所以呀，到后来他们这个回到迦南的时候，埃及回到迦南的时候，亚伯拉罕呢？ 他带了很多的这个财物回家发财了。
So from Egypt, Abraham was very rich.
亚伯兰的金银啊、牲畜啊都很多。
He was very rich in livestock and silver and gold.
那跟着他做生意的这个罗德呢，也成功了。
And Lot, who did business with Abraham, was also successful.
与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有羊、牛群、羊群、帐篷。
Lot went with Abraham also had flocks and herds and tents.
原来这个罗德是可造之材。
So Lot is someone with great potential.
这时候的亚伯兰，我想应该是在微笑中。
So Abraham must be smiling.
哇，终于有这个继承人。
That I finally have my offspring.
这就是可能神所说的。
That perhaps is the offspring God has promised me.
在他很高兴的时候，突然间发生了一些事情。
In his joy, something happened.
使到他对神的应许受到一种威胁。
That he felt threatened about the fulfillment of the promise.
让他跟罗德两家人的生意越做越大。
As they became, as Abraham and Lot became more successful.
就在这个资源啊，因为水啊，方面呢有了增值了。
They grew in their resources.
所以这里说，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能居。
We see that the land could not support both of them dwelling together.
超过得很厉害。
But their possessions were
so. 亚伯拉看到这个情况是，他觉得这个不对劲啊。
So Abraham saw that this was a problem.
他不想这种情况恶化。
He does not want the situation to worsen.
他希望他这个罗德呢。会成为他的继承人。
He wants Lot to be his descendant.
所以他就跟他说：“我们两家人可以吵架。”
So Abraham came up with a solution.
他说：“偏地不都在眼前吗？”
And said, "Is not the whole land before you?"
请你离开我，我你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
Separate yourself from me. If you take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If you take the right hand, then I will go to the left.
听起来我们说他是很慷慨。
Sounds magnanimous, sounds generous.
但是其实比慷慨更慷慨。
But this is more than that.
为什么特别注意到偏地不都在你眼前呢？
Look, listen. Is not the whole land before you?
所谓的偏地的可以是何地呢？
So,
那个时候经文说他们是站在伯特利。
So they were standing at the Jordan Valley.
Bethel.
Bethel.
Over Jordan, yes. 他在这个高处，就是伯特利是在山上。
So they were standing at Bethel.
站在那边的时候，偏地呢是什么地呢？就是应许之地。
On the mountain top, they could see the promised land.
就是说，这片所有这个地，你看到的这个地，东南西北，你选任何一边。我是给你优先，只要你选，只要你留在这个地，应许之地，我都给你。
So Abraham told Lot, look at the whole land, north, south, east, west. The whole, you make your pick, you choose the land.
他知道太太不能生育。
Abraham knew that his wife could not conceive.
怎么样到会了？这个应许都是只能给罗德了。
So he knew that the land would be given to his offspring Lot.
最终就是落的，那么跟不用跟他争了。你要左边呢，我就给你左边，我就选右边；你要右边呢，我就选右边。
So regardless of which land Lot chose, Abraham knew that the land would eventually.
只要你留在应许之地就行了。
As long as you remain in the promised land.
可惜罗德听到。
However, Lot did not understand what Abraham was saying.
或者他也不欣赏这个神的应许吧。所以这边说罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原直到索尔都是滋润的如同耶和华的园子也像埃及地很丰富。
So Lot lifted up his eyes and saw that the Jordan Valley was well watered everywhere like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt.
很适合养羊养牛。
It was very suitable for nurturing and growing his herds.
对于他的生意是最有。
And this was the best for his business.
所以呢，他看上了这个约旦河的全平原的地，他对应许之地没有兴趣。
So Lot was not interested in the promised land, but he wanted a well-watered Jordan Valley.
他就选择了那块地。
And he chose that piece of land.
要往东迁移了。
And he journeyed east.
在这个时候。我想亚伯拉罕应该很伤心。
At this point, we think Abraham must be disappointed.
看着这个罗德 渐渐地消失在地平线上。
He saw Lot disappearing into the vantage point.
哎呀，我栽培的这个后裔完蛋了，就这样走了。
Said, my descendant is walking away from me.
啊，神的应许也结束了。
And God's promise has ended.
因为他想来想去，没有其他的可能性。
Because Abraham could not fathom any other possibility other than Lot being his descendant.
唯一的可能性就是我所在我所栽培的罗。
My only hope in my offspring is Lot.
所以他的希望跟着罗德消失了。
So his hope, like Lot, was crushed.
就在这个时。
And at this moment,
很奇妙。
Miraculously,
神出现。
The Lord appeared.
就在罗德消失在地平线外的时候呢，神出现了。这一来一往，一出一入，非常的美的一个光景。
So this is a very beautiful scene that after Lot has separated from Abraham, the Lord appeared to him.
God appeared.
God appeared.
这个很重要的事。
This is a very important.
神一出现就对他说一些话。
And the Lord said,
说从你所在的地方就是伯特利。你举着向东西南北观看。
From Bethel, lift up your eyes and look at the place where you are.
凡你所见到的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
For all the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. Can you hear what God is saying?
耶和华对这个亚伯拉说，刚才那个亚伯拉对罗德所说的话一模一样。
So God is reminding Abraham again.
亚伯拉对罗德说：“这个偏地呀、啊，应许之地全是你的了。”
Abraham told Lot, "The whole land is yours."
亚伯拉不要，罗德不要。
But Lot rejected that.
啊，神的宠物说：“你看，你再重新再看一次，你刚才 offer 提供这个给这个罗德的，我要告诉你，我要给你。”
Now God is reminding Abraham just like Abraham told Lot.
不但要给你
，I'm giving this land to you, and not just to you.
还有一个是你最喜欢听到的
，and to what tickles your ears，
就是你的后裔
，to your offspring。
哦，我的后裔不是走掉了吗
？Abraham must be thinking my offspring has left me。
神说没有
，but God said no。
从你所在地方东南西北，我给你的后裔啊。
For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring。
这应许又出现了
，the promise reemerges。
你的后裔啊。
The offspring,
我没有忘记啊
！I have not forgotten your offspring.
神甚至说，我要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那么多。
And God even says, I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth.
人若能够数算地上的尘沙，才能够数算你的后裔。
So that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring can also be counted.
亚伯拉，你以为我的应许就跟着罗德的那个离去就完蛋了吗？
Abraham thought that the promise has been crushed because of
the
But God is saying, my promise does not depend on man.
我的应许不靠收养的方法。
My promise does not depend on your plan of adoption.
失去一个你以为是你的，或是我要给你像尘沙那么多的。
You think you have lost your presumed offspring, but I will give you offspring like the dust of the earth.
亚伯拉好像得到了一支的一个强心针，又振作起来了。
So Abraham was rejuvenated.
所以他就继续就是相信下去。
And he continued to believe in God.
他等啊等啊等。
And he waited.
要等到这个神的应许的这个兑现。
And he waited for the fulfillment of the promise.
但是等了老半天都没有出现。
But there was no offspring to be seen.
他手中拿着的一张很大的纸。
Abraham was holding on to this check.
刚才只说是像一个民族那么多，现在是无数的像尘沙。
Abraham was promised a nation, but now he's promised even more.
但是可惜还是只是一张纸条。
Pity it remains a promise.
还没有兑现出来。
Which has not been finished.
所以接下来呢，他在这个追随神上，就好像坐那个 roller coaster 过山这样。一上一下，一上一下。
So you see, the journey of finding the fulfillment of the promise was like a roller coaster ride to Abraham.
到了十五章的时候。
In Genesis 15.
我要请大家打开你们的圣经了。
So we open up our Bibles now to Genesis 15.
打开你们的圣经，创世纪十五章。来，我们看看 创世纪十五章。
So let's look at Genesis 15 together.
我想耶和华当时知道撒伯的安，应该现在是非常的沮丧。
God knew that Abraham must be dejected.
他就说：“亚伯拉，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。”
The word of God came to Abraham, "Do not be afraid. I am your shield, your very great reward."
亚伯拉怎么回答呢？
How did Abraham answer?
说：“耶和华，我既无子，你哪还能吃我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是哈马士和人以色列一切。”
O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of the nephew?
你听到了吗？
Can you hear what Abraham is saying?
上多么的失望。
你
说要做我的盾牌，你能吃我什么？你都没有给我孩子，你一句后裔，但是我没看到。
Can you hear his disappointment? God promised me an offspring, but I remain childless.
我还是用收养的方法来处理吧。
I think I will solve this problem with adoption.
罗德去了没关系，我家就有个仆人叫以谢。
Doesn't matter if God is gone, I have Eliezer of the man.
就怕为我的后事。
He can inherit my estate.
为什么呢？三节。
Because in verse 3 it says.
因为你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
Because you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir.
因为亚伯想来想去，神应该是没有其他方法来兑现这个后裔的应许。
Abraham could think of any other ways God can fulfill the promise of an offspring.
但是神的回答是什么呢？
What did God say?
他说：“这人必不能够成为你的后嗣。”
This man will not be your heir.
我不接受这种方法。
I do not accept your solution.
你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
But the son coming from your own body.
我所应许的后代必须是从你而生的。
My promise will be a son from your own body.
爸爸一定叫是你。
You will be the biological father.
然后当这个亚伯听到的时候，可能还是不是很有信心。
Perhaps Abraham still did not believe what God is saying.
神说好啊，今天天气不错。
So God said, the weather is good today.
然后我们出去逛改改。
Let's take a walk.
带他去看，他说看天上的，电脑说傍晚，你看天上的星星。
He took him outside to look at the night sky.
当年的星星应该因为没有什么灯火，是很明亮很多的。
So the stars must be extremely prominent because they did not have any distracting.
我几天前刚从新西兰纽西兰回来，我去那个Deca过那个地方看星星，哇，原来星星那么多啊！
I was in New Zealand stargazing a few days ago.
新加坡看不到那么多星星。
These stars cannot be seen in Singapore.
因为我们新加坡地上太多星星了。
Because we have too many of our artificial stars.
突然间，哇，那么多星星！
So as you looked at me, I saw so many.
你想当时亚伯拉望着天的时候，我看到那星星的时候，神对他说什么呢？
So can you imagine when Abraham looked at the sky, the night sky, and saw the countless stars?
如果你能算天上的星星，你的后裔也会这么多。
God said, "Look up at the heavens and count the stars. If indeed you can count them, so shall your offspring."
表示说是无数的星星。
And what that means was that you have countless.
现在这个征兆越来越明显了。
So the promise was becoming more and more. It was becoming clear.
开始的时候，只是模模糊糊，只是一个民族。
It was a hazy promise initially, a nation.
后来就这样子掉下来说，像尘沙，地上的尘沙。
But now we have countless descendants like the dust.
现在跑到天上了，天上的星星。
But now we look up to the sky, it's countless.
现在鼓励他，你要相信我，你要相信我啊。
God was encouraging him again and again, believe me.
亚伯兰相信不相信呢？
Did Abraham believe?
第五节。
Look at verse
第六节
verse 6.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Abraham believed the Lord and he credited to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰相信。
Abraham believed.
他重新再站起。
Again.
再相信一次。
He believed in God again.
他就等啊等啊，他等了很久，但是神所应许的这个后裔呢？都没有出现。
And he waited, even though he couldn't see the offspring.
那怎么办呢？
So what shall he do?
后来，他的太太不耐烦。
His wife started to be impatient.
请你翻开创世纪十六章。
So let's look at Genesis 16.
这边他太太呢，就是因为不能生育呢，他就开始生气了。
So Sarai could not bear children and started to be angry.
大哥的老公说：“耶和华使我不能生育，求你和我的这个使女同房，或者我可以因她得孩子。”
So she said to Abraham, the Lord has kept from having children. Go, sleep with my maid servant. Perhaps I can build a family through her.
当时的法律也能也允许这种做法。
Now this was the legal way of doing things.
啊，当你的太太不能生的时候
，If a wife,
你可以娶一个妾。
You can have another one.
A concubine.
A concubine.
啊，生了那个，如果是儿子的话。
And if you had a son.
那一个儿子可以做你的继承人。
The son can be yours because.
所以呢，他太太就这样给他鼓励说：“哎，你就跟我的女佣啊结婚，生个儿子给我。”
So Sarah said to Abraham to go sleep with my maid servant and have a son.
哎，亚伯拉怎么说呢
？What did Abraham do?
这里说亚伯就听从了撒来的话。
Says Abraham agreed to what Sarah said.
意思就是说 OK 喽。
He agreed.
因为是你叫我的嘛。
Since you said so.
不是我要的嘛。
I didn't ask for it.
你叫我这样，可能是乖，你就允许我，我就 OK 咯。
Since you said so, I will agree 咯。
我想他 OK 咯。另外一个原因是因为到现在为止，神只说爸爸必须是我，但是从来没告诉我妈妈是谁。
Now, I knew who the father is, but he doesn't say who the mother of my descendants is.
法允许这么做，我就 OK 咯。
Since this is legal, I shall do it.
所以这边说，他就娶了夏甲。
So it says she took.Hagar as his wife.
终于夏甲就怀孕。
And she conceived.
生了一个儿子。
Had a son.
叫做以实玛。
Called Ishmael.
啊，亚伯拉等了那么多年。
So Abraham had finally waited.
痛苦了那么多年。
And ate.
这么多年来，他看到各边邻居都有孩子。
And he saw that everyone around him was having a child.
看见那些孩子一直在长大又生孩子。
And as the children around him were growing.
他都一个孩子都没有。
But he did not have any offspring.
所以当这个以实玛利长大，第一次叫他爸爸的时候，哇，心中充满了幸福，很兴奋。
So when Ishmael grew up before him and called him father, his heart was filled.
神的应许兑现了。
God's promise is fulfilled.
感谢主，不用再坐过山车了。
Thank God, I do not have to be on a roller coaster ride anymore.
就把这件事就放在里面了。
And so he cast the matter.
他以为就结束了。
And he thought that the matter was closed.
再看十七章。
But let's look at Genesis 17.
神又在出现。
God appeared.
这次出现呢，投下了一个大炸弹。
And now God dropped the bomb.
好，我们就直接到十五节、十六节吧。
Let's look at verses 15-16.
神告诉他，你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的名字要叫撒拉。我什么呢？我必赐给她，这个也要使你成她得一个儿子。
God also said to Abraham, As for Sarah, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarah, her name is Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her.
亚伯听了是什么回应呢
How did Abraham respond to this?
他在笑
He laughed.
他在偷笑
He laughed to himself.
开玩笑
Say, God, you must be joking.
哪里可能
How can it be?
我已经差不多100岁了
I'm almost 100 years old.
我的太太就差不多90岁
Sarah is almost 90 years old.
过去这个母亲不能生蛋，这那么老了还能不生蛋
？She could not conceive in the past, and now it's her
turn to conceive. 开什么玩笑？
This is a joke.
不可能。
It's not possible.
因为他过去想来想去，从来没有想过是怎么用这个方法来兑现他的应许啊。
Because Abraham could not conceive that this was an idea that God had in mind.
收养罗德行。
Adopting Lot possible.
收养以利以谢行。
Adopting Eliza.
娶下去生一个儿子行。
Mary Hagar had a son possible.
从来没有想过这个不能生育的太太到了九十岁就生孩子。
But for infertile Sarah to have a child at 90 years old, impossible.
他认为神在开玩笑。
So he thought that God was joking.
十一节里面亚伯拉就匍匐在地在偷笑，心里说：一百岁的人还能够得孩子吗？
Verse 17, Abraham fell face down in laughter, said to himself, Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child? And that was what he said to himself. But what did he say to God? May only Ishmael might live under your wing.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
那意思就是神呢，别挡我了。
God, stop joking.
我已经帮你应验了应许。
I have fulfilled your promise.
我已经有了一个以实玛利。
I have Ishmael。
也就让我让这个玛利为我的后嗣吧。
So let him be our offspring, be my offspring。
你的那个应许会游戏我不玩的啦。
I'm done with games。
我玩的很累了。
I'm tired of。
上上线再上上线这样，啊，我没有希望说不可能说有可能。
I'm tired of roller coaster ride。
但是很肯定的说。
God definitely said。
不然，你妻子杀来要给你生一个儿子。你要给他起名叫以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。
Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him.
神终于告诉他妈妈是谁了。
Now God has revealed the identity of his offspring's mother.
哎呀，我这么多年来都搞错了。
I made a mistake all these years.
我以为用收养的方法可以兑现应许。
I thought I would fulfill the promise to adoption.
我以为我可以娶夏甲，可以兑现神的应许。
I thought I would marry Hagar to fulfill God's promise.
现在说，我100岁的我，还有90岁的奶奶，可以生一个儿子。
But now it is revealed that 100-year-old Abraham and 90-year-old Sarah will have a child.
他从来没想过。
This was out of his wildest imagination.
20章的时候。
And we see.
他的太太真的怀。
In verse 8, that Sarah conceived.
你想想，90岁的老太太挺着大肚子在路上走。
Can you imagine a 90-year-old pregnant woman?
不要说别人，连她太太可能在笑。
Well, it's not just others who are laughing, but Sarah herself laughed.
所以生了这个儿子叫做笑。
So he named the child called laugh.
啊，不是福建话的笑。
Not Hokkien, not in Hokkien, but
Isaac, 就是你们的主人牧师的名字。
Isaac.
这是笑，
对
的，那个都是欢笑，笑一笑，我觉得很奇特，但是肯定开心的笑。
Now this was miraculous, and he just wanted a laughter of joy.
要吗？如果今天站在台上，你问他你对神的应许什么态度的话
？If Abraham was standing in front of us today and you asked, "What is your attitude?"
他会跟你说
，He would say,
神的应许真的很像一张支票。
God's promise is like a check.
你签了
的 Once he signs it,
就算再难
no matter the circumstances,
就算再不可能
no matter how impossible the situation seems,
他会保确保得到兑现
God will ensure that the check can be cashed out
神的应许的应验是必定的
God's promise is certain
铁定的
the fulfillment is certain
不变的
and it's unchanging
这是我的经历
And this is my experience.
亚伯拉的经历，可能也是你的经历啊。
This is also an experience and perhaps yours.
或者必定是你的经历，必定的是你的经历。
So it must the fulfillment of the promise is certain.
因为他那张支票最终再难也得到了应验。
Because the check will cash out regardless of the situation.
那是一个重大的经验。
This is a very important lesson.
不过。有个不过
，but
什么不过呢
？There is a condition。
这是不是表示说，所有的应许我们都可以见证他们的应验
？Does this mean we will see and witness the fulfillment of all God's promises？
圣经那么多的应许，是不是都会看到他的应验，经历他的应验呢
？Will we see all these promises？
当然。
Course.
是肯定的，光有一件事情可能我没有注意到的，就是应验的时间。
When the fulfillment when the promise.
亚伯拉的经验。
So we look at Abraham's experience.
从领受应许到得到以上这段时间是25年。
Time received the promise of an offspring to the time Isaac was born was a Total of 25 years.
75岁领受神的应许，100岁才得到了这个以撒。
He received the promise at 75 years old, and he received in his soul Isaac 100.
这25年来都是上上下下，好像过山车一样。
These 25 years were roller coaster ride for Abraham.
亚伯多么希望得到应许，结果马上见效。事实上不是如此。为什么呢
？Why is that so？
因为神有他的时间。
Because God has His timing。
创世第21章讲了很久，耶和华按着先前的话宣布撒拉 那当亚伯兰年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期。
Genesis 31 verses 1 to 2 say, The Lord visited Sarah as he had said. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son with his voice at the time of which God had spoken to him.
神所说的日期是后来才跟他说。
At the time which God had spoken to him was a time revealed at a later date.
因为之前当他给这个亚伯兰应许的时候，没有告诉他那个日期啊。
Because God did not tell Abraham when the promise was going to be fulfilled.
因为神的应许的这个应验是完全按照神的时间。
Because the fulfillment of God's promises is completely dependent on God's timing.
亚伯拉拿了一张大支票，可能他没有注意到上面没有日期的。你没有日期，你怎么去兑现呢？对不对？
So how do you cash a check if it's not dated?
所以他挡又没有，挡又没有，他没有想到说要25年。
He did not expect to wait for 25 years.
所以这个时间是最大的考验。
So when the fulfillment was when the promise was the greatest test, Abraham.
叫我想起，在过去啊，大概30、40年前，在东南亚一些国家有一种支票叫做期票。
I remember in 30 to 40 years ago in Southeast Asia, there was this trend of having a Dutch.
你做生意的时候，你订了一批货。
So, let's say a businessman orders a lot of goods, but no money to pay for it.
你就写一张 post-dated check.
He wrote a check that was post-dated.
这是一个月后你会付钱。
That you will pay in a month's time.
现在不可能这样做的了，对不对？那个时候是那个时候是可以的。
But it's not legal at this time now.
神给亚伯拉罕的是一张期票。
So God gave Abraham a post-dated check.
只是很可惜，这个 post-dated 这个期票没有写日期。
But this post-dated check actually was dateless.
我要告诉你啊。
So I will tell you.
你看到圣经的所有应许，很多是没有日期。
You will see that many promises in the Bible have no date.
因为日期是在神的这个计划当中，只有他知道。
Because only God knows the timing of the fulfillment.
我想，是我们的人生跟随耶和华，这是我们真神的道路中最大，其中一个最大的考验就是这个。
And as we follow the walk through God, one of our greatest challenges is when promises will be fulfilled.
这张机票没有日期，让我感觉到遥遥无期。
This was a dateless check, and we don't know when the promises will be fulfilled.
不过。亚伯兰告诉你，这个期票不是空头支票。
Post-dated check is different from a bounce check.
是啊，没有告诉你什么时候。
So we do not know the timing.
但是神签的。
But we know when God signs it.
只有一定能够兑现。
We will definitely cash it.
就让他决定时间。
And our test is to let God decide the timing.
后来发现，亚伯兰的灵命越来越成熟，就是因为这张期票。
And we found that Abraham was distressed because of the timing of the fulfillment of the promise.
在遵循这个神应许的时候，他成长。
So he grew in the promise, and he grew as a pursuit of promise.
在过程当中很困难的时候，他也经历了神的那种肯定和保证。
In the difficult times, what Abraham experienced was a guarantee from God.
神用发誓啊，这个启示来保证他的这个应许是必定兑现的。
God guaranteed his promises with an oath.
这种 guarantee, 这种保证是必定可靠的。
And we can trust this guarantee.
如果你今天认为神给你的一些应许没有兑现的话，你要回到亚伯兰经验，告诉自己这张期票是很真实的，不是空头支票。
Perhaps there are some unfulfilled promises in your life of God. Then you have to go back to the life of Abraham and see how God guarantees his promises with a book.
因为这张支票是有神的 guarantee, 有神的保障保证的。
God has guaranteed his promises. God has guaranteed his check with his promises.
所以他的这个应许是可信的。
So we can trust in his promises.
就好像亚伯兰经验一样。
Just like how Abraham is.
耶和华凭着先前说的话宣布了撒拉，当亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生了一个。
The Lord visited Sarah as he had said. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the time which God had spoken to him.
就是那么多吗？
Is that it?
亚伯兰这个追随应许的故事就是那么多吗？就这样结束了吗？
Is that the end of the story of Abraham?
我再读下去的话，哎，还没有结束。
But as we look at the story, we know it does not end here.
还有续集, 还有 part two.
We have a sequel.
因为25年只是一个前面的一个开始图。
So the first 25 years were just the beginning of the journey.
原神的应许是有很长的寿命。
We see that the promise lasts a long time.
刚才我们只讲前面的25年。
Now when we look at the first 25 years.
但是接下来呢, 这个故事还继续。
The story continues.
是什么应许继续了呢?
What is the promise that continues?
就是刚才讲的后世，现在我们看看那块地应许之地。
So we looked at the promise of the air, but now we look at the promise of the land.
那块应许之地到了400年之后，就第四代之后呢，亚伯拉罕的后代才得到。
Promise of the land took 400 years for its fulfillment.
神很坦白地告诉亚伯拉罕，你在这一生当中有一些应许是你看不到的。
God frankly told Abraham, in your lifetime, you will not see the fulfillment of it.
你不会经历到他的兑现。
You will not see and witness the fulfillment.
神对他说，当你要享受大寿数，平平安安地归到你列祖那里，被人买葬，到了第四代，他们必回到此地。
God said, you shall go to your fathers in peace, you shall be buried in a good old age, and they shall come back here in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet
complete. This is a
test for
Christians.
We want God to fulfill His promises in our lifetime.
这样我们才可以享受到好处，
so that we can enjoy the blessings.
但是这里说没有啊，亚伯拉罕也死了之后有一些应许没有兑现。
But Abraham would not see the fulfillment of the promise in his lifetime.
因为什么呢？
Because
因为神应许的兑现是有些是超越了我们这一生。
Because the promise, the fulfillment of God's promises goes beyond our lifetime.
这是我们不能够很难接受的一种事实吧。
This is something hard to accept.
在初期教会里边，当他们基督徒受逼迫的时候，也曾经想过这个问题。
And this was the problem that has occurred to the early church in their persecution.
很多的基督徒死了，都没有得到，没有看见证到神应许的兑现。
These all died in vain, not having received the things promised.
所以希伯来书的作者这么说来劝勉他们。
So the author of Hebrews encourages them.
这些人都是存着信心死的。 并没有得着所应许的，且从远处望见，且欢喜接受，又承认自己在世上的时刻里是寄居的。And
all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not remain perfect.
这些基督徒很忠心地跟随神，死了都没见证到神。
These Christians faithfully follow God, but they did not see the did not receive what was promised.
我来说，这些人都是因着因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们不与我们同得，就不能完全。
Says that though they were commended through their faith, they did not receive what was promised, because God provided something better for them. Apart from us, they should not remain perfect.
我想这件事情对一些基督徒来说是一个最大的考验。This
is a test of faith for many Christians.
这件事情可以兼顾你的信心，也可以打垮你的信心。This
can either strengthen or crush your faith.
因为这个习惯了要很快的得到应许的这个兑现。We
are used to instant gratification.
我们是很希望神的应许就好像那个 ATM 那个对那个机器一样啊，CS打上了密码就可以拿到钱了。
We desire God's promises to be like our experience when we draw cash from an ATM.
就是希望奉耶稣基督就是我的密码啊，奉耶稣基督的名。And
in this ATM, the cash is in Jesus' name.
就这钱就出来了。
And the cash rolls out. Instantly.
但是神的应许偏偏这有些呢，不是在我们这一生，对不对？But
God's promises go beyond our lifetime.
我在牧会的时候，As
I was pastoring,
有一个很年轻的太太患上了癌症。A
young mother had cancer.
她有几个很年纪还小的孩子。
She had a few young children.
我记得我到医院去拜访他的时候
I visited her in hospital.
他列了很多很多的经文
And there were many verses pasted at the hospital wall.
这些经文都是另外一间教会灵恩派的教会给他
These were the verses from another church.
这些经文都说神医治他
And all these verses were talking about how God will heal her.
不是你放心我会很健康的走出这个医院。
She told me, "Don't you worry, Pastor. I will walk out of this hospital."
指向墙边的人说：“你看，这些都是神的应许。
”Look at these are, look at these promises. God has promised me.
我只能为他。
I can only pray for her.
过了一两个月之后
，One or two months later,
我在看他的时候
，And I looked at her.
他的情况越来越糟糕了。
She simply deteriorated.
他就哭着很失望地说
Disappointingly, she wept.
他说为什么这些应许都没有兑现
Why are these promises not fulfilled?
后来他死了
And she died.
他的家人和孩子
Her family, her children were all disappointed.
有些基督徒就是没有看到一些医治啦或其他应许的兑现
They were disappointed that Christians did not see healing in this life.
但是希伯来书说还有更
值。But Hebrews say that there's something better for us.
为生病的身体。
There is eternal life.
但是我想大部分基督徒不是很期待那一天。
But many Christians may not anticipate that day.
其实我发现基督徒很矛盾。
Christians lead an ironic life.
为什么信耶稣？
Why do we believe in Jesus?
因为我们要得永生啊
！Because we want eternal life.
但是对我们来说，永生只是一个汽车的后备胎。
But to us, eternal life is like a spare tire of a brand new car.
可以用不着它的就不要用。
If I do not need it, I won't use it.
这是 in case of emergency 的时候才用。我们不是很向往永生啊。
We don't actually look forward to eternal life.
你不相信为什么你生了病要全教会为你祷告？
Why should we pray with it? Why should the whole church pray with it?
你不喜欢掉进入永生吗
Wouldn't you look forward to entering eternal life?
你看到这个矛盾了吗
Do you see the irony?
我们最近说我们相信永生，相信永生，但是我们其实所有盼望都放在今生。
We believe eternal life, but we want to live in the present life.
偏偏神的有些应许，根据这里的话，神的话说是超越了我们此生。
And God says His promises will not be fulfilled in this present life.
你能否接受这个事实
？And you accept God's truth.
在这个时候，你能否仍然相信神的应许
？Can you still believe in God's promises?
当神应许超越我们此生的时候
，When God's promises are not fulfilled in your lifetime.
你愿不愿意继续紧紧的抓住神的应许
？Are you willing to hold fast to His promises?
做一个解释。
Let's pray.
我刚好解释。
Let's conclude.
好。She can't wait to finish.
老天。
She can do a good job. 神应许亚伯拉罕说：“我会使你的这个后裔像尘沙。”
God's promise to Abraham was that I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth.
这个应许。是一个特别的这种给这个亚伯拉罕留言的，同时是一个托付来的。
God's promise was a special promise to Abraham, but at the same time, it calls for Abraham's stewardship.
因为这个后裔是将来是能够通过这个后裔了，把这个福传给地上所有的民族的。
Because it is through this promise offspring that all the nations will be blessed.
所以这个后裔的应许，这个亚伯拉罕好好的守住啊。
So Abraham also hold fast to this promise.
好好的去完成啊。
And to fulfill the promise.
不好好的完成，就影响接下来这个地上万族的这个得救的这个结局了。
If he does not steward it well, the nations of earth will be at stake.
所以在他一生当中
，So in his whole life,
他忠心的追随这个神的应许。
He was faithful to God's promise.
一方面是为了自己。
On one hand, it was for his own benefit.
但是另外一方，神一直告诉他，也是为了其他的民族。
But the other hand, God never stopped reminding him that the promise is also for the nation.
经历了很多波折。
He went through a lot.
他对神的应许态度。
And what was his attitude towards God's promise?
如果他站在这里。
If Abraham was standing here today.
他告诉你。
He would say.
我一生的追随，发现一件事情。
In my pursuit of God, I have learned.
神应许的应验呢是必定的。
The fulfillment of God's promises is certain.
不过是照着神的时间。
But it is according to God's time.
而且是超你我的这一生。
And it is one that will be fulfilled beyond your lifetime and my lifetime.
现在我回答我刚才给你们提问的问题。
So go back to my first question.
刚才我讲的有积极的态度，有消极的态度。
So there are two attitudes. One, we are excited, anticipate, and the other, we are skeptical, we question.
今天，请问你对神的应许是积极的呢，还是消极的？
Are you looking forward to God's promises, or have you given up on God's promises?
你可以问问亚伯拉。
You can ask Abraham.
亚伯拉说：“你千万要保持你的积极的态度。”
And he will urge you to hold on to the promises.
因为一生的经历证明是积极是值得。
Because my life is a testimony that God's promises are
real. 我们来低头祷告。
Let's pray.